7 o'clock, I'd like to call this meeting of the Summit Hill School Board to order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As this is our reorganization meeting, I will, following the convention of the board, act as president pro tem and ask Mr. Faber to act as secretary pro tem. And Mr. Faber, can we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Martin.
Here.
Ms. Murphy.
Here.
Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Mrs. Borgens.
Here.
Mr. Marin.
Here.
Mr. Leonard is out with notice.
Thank you. And we are going to start the evening with recognition. We will start the evening with recognition. So I will turn it over to Mrs. Rains.
Okay, located. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Sorry about that.
George's.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll be highlighting two Wall of Gratitude honorees tonight. Joyce Jacobs from Rogus and Ryan Hagan from Summit Hill Junior High. Let me first start with Mrs. Jacobs. Do you want to come forward? Always awkward, but very meaningful. All right. This is from a parent, and it reads, "My son loves to go to school every day because of you. As a parent, I'm comfortable sending my child to a teacher who I know cares about and looks out for her students. This creates a trusting relationship between parents and staff, which allows for collaboration in the child's best interests. Mrs. Jacobs genuinely cares about and knows every student and builds their confidence in that critical year of learning, reading, and math." Joyce, thank you so much for all that you do. Please come forward and accept personal congratulations from the Board of Education.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
No, it seems like it's a little loud.
I'm sorry.
Feedback or something.
Yeah, feels like feedback.
Can you turn down the volume?
Seems a little louder.
Can we do it on here?
Thank you. And we wouldn't have a wall of graduation. You want to hit it a little bit more? Thank you so much. Testing? Is that loud enough for you back there? Can you hear it?
Oh, it's from the recorder. That's why we can't hear it. Down here. You can turn it up again.
All right. I'm going to turn this recorder off and keep that one on.
Okay.
Thank you. We wouldn't have a wall of gratitude if it weren't for Ryan Hagan. So, Ryan, would you please come forward? He's a repeat honoree. I don't know if this is the third, fourth, or fifth time this year, but there's a reason for that. There's a reason. There's a reason for it, and here's what a parent thinks. Mr. Hagan was my son's seventh grade math teacher at Summit Hill Junior High, and was his math club coach last year. This year, he was my son's chess club coach. These don't sound like glamorous jobs, but for my son to have such a great male role model in school is beyond words. I think boys tend to see female teachers as just another extension of their moms telling them what to do. This is the parent. Okay. And to have such an encouraging, positive male teacher like Mr. Hagan has made a difference to my son. Math club, chess club are more nerdy clubs and sometimes aren't looked at as highly as the sports teams, but the kids that I see that are part of one or both of these teams are the future Bill Gates. Mr. Hagan believes in them and treats them as if they were rock stars. Mr. Hagan is truly an asset to the Summit Hill Junior High team as well as to the entire district team overall. Thank you, Mr. Hagan. You are the rock star. Please come forward.
Oh, you get to go on the field trip.
Thank you very much. Now, before proceeding into our regular business, just one more note of recognition. Tonight will be Mrs. Martin's final board meeting here with us on the Summit Hill School Board, and she would like to just say a couple of words.
I would. When I came on the board, I just retired, and I thought, okay, I'm not going to have anything to do. What do I do now? So I got on the board, and it was a lot more than I thought, but very enriching, and I really think that people should think about getting on a school board just to see what the behind the scenes are in a school district for our kids. So I want to thank everybody for voting for me, and I want to thank you all for working with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We, of course, would like to thank Mrs. Martin for her service. And this is a plaque that says, in recognition of unselfish service to the Summit Hill School District 161, the Board of Education presents this award of merit to Patricia Martin, board member 2015 to 2019. So again, thank you so much. Okay, Freedom of Information Act request?
We did have one FOIA request by Smart Procure, and it was completed in the appropriate time frame.
Okay, and public comments? No public comments, and letters and communications are in the back of your board book.
So, Patricia, we're going to dive into the new business.
Okay.
But thank you so much.
No, you're
are
welcome.
You going to stick around?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Torch.
Again, we'd like to thank Mrs. Martin so much for her time spent here, all of our meetings and special meetings and preparation for the meeting. So thank you very much. So at this time, as we move into seating our new board members, I will ask Secretary Pro Tem Mr. Faber to read the election results of April 2nd, 2019 for the district school board.
Okay. Stacy Borgens received 1,211 votes. George Leonard received 1,121 votes. Trudy Storino received 1,080 votes. Katie Campbell received 891 votes. And Debbie Staple received 791 votes.
Thank you. As we were seating three members, Mrs. Borgens and Mr. Leonard will continue with their service. And we will also be welcoming Mrs. Storino to the board table. So, Trudy Storino. So moving on into our agenda, we will move on to our action items under number 7. And this starts with a reading of the oath of office. As is the custom on the 161 school board, all of the school board members will take the oath together. This is both existing and new board members. And part of the reason we do this is an awful document to read out loud, and you'll now get to watch us all attempt it. So at this time, if everyone would please rise, raise your right hand, and read along with me, please. I, Richard Marin, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of member of the Board of Education of Summit Hill School District 161 in accordance with the Constitution of the United States, The Constitution of the State of Illinois and the laws of the State of Illinois to the best of my ability. I further swear that I shall respect taxpayer interests by serving as faithful protector of the school district's assets. I shall encourage and respect the free expression of opinion by my fellow board members and others who seek a hearing before the board while respecting the privacy of students and employees. I shall recognize that a board member has no legal authority as an individual and that decisions can be made only by a majority vote at a public board meeting. I shall abide by majority decisions of the board while retaining the right to seek changes through such decisions through ethical and constructive channels. As part of the Board of Education, I shall accept responsibility for my role in the equitable and quality education of every student of the school district. I shall foster with the board extensive participation of the community, formulate goals, define outcomes, and set the course for Summit Hill School District 161. I shall assist in establishing the structure and environment designed to ensure all students have the opportunity to attain their maximum potential through a sound organizational framework. I shall strive to ensure a continuous assessment of student achievement and all conditions affecting the education of our children in compliance with state law. I shall serve as an education's key advocate on behalf of students and our community schools to advance the vision of Summit Hill District 161. And I shall strive to work together with the district superintendent to lead the school district toward fulfilling the vision the board has created, fostering excellence for every student in the areas of academic skills, knowledge, citizenship, and personal development.
I've never completely gotten that.
So they added to that for this year, and we do appreciate that. And I think there's punctuation missing, which is part of the problem in reading that. Thank you, everyone, for that. And with that, we will proceed through the reorganization now through the election of board officers. At this time, we will open nominations for the office of president of the District 161 Board of Education.
I nominate Mr. Marin to continue as president of the Board of Education of Summit Hill School District 161 until the meeting date to be determined in 2021.
Thank you. No, it's just a nomination. It doesn't have to be seconded. Yep. Are there any other nominations for the office of president?
I'll kill you if you say my name.
Hearing no other nominations, a voice vote is not necessary unless there is an objection. We can appoint the president through unanimous consent. Is there any objection? Okay. Moving on. Assuming the role of president, I shall now oversee the election of a secretary. I will now take nominations for the office of secretary of the Board of Education of Summit Hill School District 161.
I nominate Mr. Faber if he will accept to take that on again.
Mr. Faber has been nominated to serve as secretary of the Board of Education of Summit Hill School District 161 until organizational meeting at a date to be determined in 2021. Are there any other nominations for the office of secretary? Okay, I'm going to move that the nominations for the office of secretary be closed. All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None opposed. As there is only one candidate for the office of secretary, unless there's an objection, we can elect the position by unanimous consent. Any objection? Hearing none, we'll move on to the vice president role. At this time, I will take nominations for the office of vice president of the Board of Education of Summit Hill District 161. And I will nominate Stacy Borgens to serve as the vice president of the Board of Education of Summit Hill District 161 until the organizational meeting at a date to be determined in 2021. Are there any other nominations for the office of Vice President? Hearing none, I move that the nominations for the office of Vice President be closed. All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? As there's only one nomination, unless there's an objection, we can elect Mrs. Borgans by unanimous consent to the position of Vice President. Is there any objection? And Mrs. Borgans will serve as our Vice President. And with that, we have our board officers for the following 24 months. We will now move on to the adoption of board policies. This is on page 17 of your board book. While the board policies extend from one board to the other, it's the custom of the District 161 board to adopt the policies at every reorganization meeting. So at this time, can I have a motion that the Board of Education formally adopt the board policies of District 161?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries and the board policies are adopted. Moving on to item D, this is the appointment of board members to committees and special representatives. As we normally do, I'm going to suggest that everyone continue in their current role until the next meeting when we'll do appointments, and that will give everyone an opportunity to comment and provide input if there are positions that they are interested in filling. These positions will include, but are not limited to, the District 843 representative, the representative to the Summit Hill Educational Foundation, the IASB governing board representative, and appointments to be the liaison to all of the superintendent advisory committees. Again, if there's no objection to that, we'll do that at the next board meeting. Between this board meeting and the next board meeting, please let me know if there's positions that you're interested in. The easiest way to do that is via email. I will collect all of the interest and then make assignments at the next board meeting. Okay, on to action item E. This is on page 22 of your board book. And here we are setting the dates and times for regular board meetings. To open this conversation up, I'm going to ask for a motion that the meetings for the Board of Education during the 2019-2020 school year be conducted at 7 p.m. on the third Wednesday in January, February, March, April, May, September, October, November, December, and the second Wednesday of the month in June, July, and August, as listed in recommended motion 2 in your board book.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. This would limit us to one regular board meeting per month, which we tried a couple months back, near the end of the year and beginning of the year. It seemed to work. It worked for the administration. And we're always open to special board meetings if we need a second board meeting for any reason. So this is just an attempt to actually add some additional flexibility because through the use of special board meetings, we could do that at the closer to the beginning or the end of the month. I don't know if there's any comments or questions on this.
I think it's a good idea. I really do, especially in the summer months when, you know, the superintendent or staff are trying to do hiring. You know, we need to be as flexible as possible and not let those candidates sit out just because we're awaiting a board meeting. You know, that's not good for anybody at all. So,
and we often ended up with three for that very reason. So this will just knock us back to two.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. Go ahead, Joe.
I called Dr. Raines yesterday because I just had a concern that June, July, and August were the second Wednesday, and it just confuses people in the community to not just continually do it on the third Wednesday of the month, how we're switching it like that. And I understand because she explained just to have administration here and for vacation reasons, but I just think it would be easier for people to remember if it's always on the third Wednesday and not switch them during those couple months in the summer. Easier for me to remember, too.
I mean, moving to the third Wednesday in August would put that board meeting
after the first day of the school year.
So we would almost be assured of a special meeting in August then to do hiring.
Well, then we have to switch that day because that's the second. August 14th is the second Wednesday.
Right.
That's what you said.
Which is the motion.
But didn't...
He said if it switched to the third, that would put us after the start of school.
Right.
Right. June, July, and August are the second Wednesday of the month.
Can we then just have them all on the second Wednesday of the month? Can we just do them? We've always had them like the second and fourth, just so people can remember when they are without having to run to a computer and look.
I'm not looking at my...
Are you amending this motion then?
Place like this?
No, I mean, it's the summer months are in the middle. All the other months are later. Invoicing happening after the first of the month. Mm-hmm. You just get 3 weeks to collect and process those and create a bills list. I would just be afraid moving them all to the second. We'd miss the bills in the beginning of the month during the school year. I guess I don't really care one way or another.
If we move it to the third, then we know we're going to have a special meeting in August.
Correct. And you said June and July were easier for the administration, mm-hmm.
The second week, yes.
You said July, maybe not, because it was close. The second week is close to 4th of July, so they still may be away on vacation then.
Well, that's why they always come back for, okay.
Well,
for that meeting.
If they do.
Summer would be...
They may be back for the third week.
The third...
It's there.
No, I know. I was looking at what... If it was
the administrators coming to the meetings all the time? I mean, I see some here. Mm-hmm.
They're on a rotation.
On a rotation? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If we go to the second in March, you'll be guaranteed two meetings because that's very early for us to have staffing ready.
And, well, I guess May doesn't matter.
No, March is really right. The critical. March and August are your critical. You're going to guarantee two meetings.
So, but is that because of the deadlines that the state has?
Correct.
For
yes.
Hiring and those kind of things?
Right, to
so
meet
So that's
them.
What's the third?
Yes.
Right. If it was, the cutoff is April 1st,
mm-hmm.
when
so
you'd have non-renewal of staff and you'd have contracts in March. And then in May, if you moved it back to the 2nd, we wouldn't be able to have the closed session that we're going to have today without a special meeting because we wouldn't have everybody assigned tentatively yet.
Right.
So it really does have to be the third. That's what
it works out better on the third, but I understand what Mrs. Murphy's mm-hmm. saying.
Can I amend the motion to read that all board meetings be held on the third week, third Wednesday of every month?
Okay, the proposed motion is to make all board meetings on the third Wednesday of every month, moving June, July, and August to the third Wednesday. Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second it. See what everybody thinks.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on that?
I'm just looking at the dates.
Does that conflict with anybody? I don't.
Conflicts, I won't be here.
I just don't see the advantage, and our superintendent just told us it would be better for the administrators if it was on the second.
They're on a rotation, so they're not going to be here. They can let her know, and they just won't
rotate
that.
Did I miss that
meeting?
I thought for some reason I thought we had to do it the second week because of when the bills were due, that, or did I miss that part? Because I was just
That's
looking at my calendar.
That's the third week. If we went to the second week all the way through,
okay.
You'd miss those during the school.
I was looking at my calendar. Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other questions or comments? So on the amended motion, having all on the third Wednesday of the month, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgans?
To have it the third?
All of them on the third.
I guess. I don't care.
Mr. Merritt?
No. The motion, as amended, passes 5-1.
Third Wednesday. So third Wednesday every month, correct?
Correct.
Third Wednesday every month.
So then you might as well just add an August, special, a second August meeting in.
And in April second March or March.
Right. We don't have to do a second March.
No, we didn't. Well.
Right. Because we're still in the third week of March, so we'd be okay there. We have to have a second meeting in August.
Preview with the board prior mm-hmm. to announcing the dismissals.
August. Yeah.
So no matter what, we'd need a second meeting.
We would need
March.
A second one in March as well. Then. I mean, it's no issue. It's just that we need to plan for that too. Then.
Okay.
Okay.
Where are we at?
Okay. So third,
moving on to item F, it's on page 25 of your board book. At this time, we need to set an orientation date for the orientation of new board members. As we have only one new board member this year, if no other board members wish to attend, we do not have to set an official date, as I will meet one-on-one with Mrs. Storino, with Mrs. Raines there, and that is not a meeting. If we have one other board member that wishes to attend the orientation, we need to have at least two attend. So does anyone else wish to attend the orientation? As no one else wishes to attend the orientation, I will set that date with Mrs. Storino. We'll meet here at district office. It's not an attempt to not be open. We'll have the meeting out here in the open. If anybody wants to show up and sit through it, you're more than welcome. It's just easier for planning purposes if we don't have to do an official meeting. That takes us to item G, the consent agenda. At this time, can I have a motion that the board approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 4A 1A regular session meeting minutes of April 10th, 2019, 4A 2 approval of the March Treasurer's Report and Financial Report, 4A 3 approval of the bills list of April 24th, 2019. We have no resignation of staff. We have no family medical leave requests. 4A 6 approval of employment of staff, including Elizabeth Hellman, paraprofessional at Indian Trail School, Kelly Hicks, district-wide lunchroom supervisor, Angela Levin, FLMA teacher at Hilda Walker School, Jolyn Robbins, FLMA teacher at Indian Trail School, Wenda Carey, paraprofessional at Summit Hill Junior High, Carolyn Scanlon, district coordinator of instructional support for the 2019-2020 school year, Kristen
Jade Streb,
reading specialist for the 2019-2020 school year, and Tom Crucial, PE teacher for the 2019-2020 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Ms. Faber?
Mrs. Storino?
Present.
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgans?
Aye.
Mr. Merritt?
Aye. And the motion carries. That takes us to H, which is old business, and this starts on page 74 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the contract with Commercial Electric Systems for building intercom replacement at Arbury Hills and Frankfurt Square Schools in the amount of $55,832?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions or comments on this?
Are these the last two buildings that have to be upgraded? Dr. Ring?
No, they're not. We have two other buildings.
Walker Rodas and Trail last trip.
Okay.
This summer in the junior high and
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments on this? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Strino.
Present.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to the approval of the Summit Hill Junior High Grade 8 Washington, D.C. trip. This is on page 75 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the board approve the Washington, D.C. trip for the Grade 8 students who elect to attend, the trip being scheduled for April 24th, 2020 through April 26th, 2020?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Strino.
Present.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to approval of the summer re-registration support on page 76 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve Anita Biderman, summer helper for student re-registration as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving to page 77 of your board book, this is curricular resources. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve Freckle to provide online standards aligned instructional resources in the areas of English language arts and mathematics at a cost of $62,494?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I know I've brought this up a number of times at meetings and that, and reading through the information that you provided in board book, I think it looks like a really solid choice. So thank you very much for you and your team and the administration for making that happen. I think it's going to be a real positive addition, especially in alignment with our one-on-one initiative. It really is going to add strength to that. So thank you for the effort.
For all kids.
Right, and it's for all. This is a tier one intervention, right? Mm-hmm.
Not so, an intervention. Just
right,
one.
It's a tier one resource, I should say. Thank you.
Okay, anything additional? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Audit services on page 79 of your board book. This is item 4 under new business. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve Baker Tilly to perform the district's financial year 2019 financial audit at a total cost of $25,300?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
I've been looking forward to this all night. Actually, it's the district's fiscal year 2019 financial audit. You said financial audit. So just a correction.
It's a financial year also.
Yes.
Do you have anything meaningful to add?
I thought that was meaningful.
If there's any confusion.
What year is this that they've been with us?
It'll be their second year.
Only number two? Okay. Because the last one we had way too long. Anything else? Hearing nothing, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to page 106 of your board book, item 5 under new business, approval of the Indian Trail Media Center carpet replacement bid. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the contract with Vortex Commercial Flooring for the Media Center carpet replacement project at Indian Trail School in the amount of $46,750?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
You had sent this to 10 people, 10 different businesses, and only three, you won't get responded from three? Do you know why is it
No, I don't. Could just be the timing of it. They may have their schedules already full. Some of them were a little further away. They weren't, they were further in the northern suburbs, so maybe they didn't want to back down here. But I don't have any specific reasons.
Anything else?
It's not the job itself. It's not...
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Most of those were provided by the architect, and so they provided us with a list of vendors that they've used and, you know, were comfortable with. So I set them on to those.
Okay.
They just gave us many responses.
All right, thank you.
Anything additional? We have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. The motion carries. Moving on to page 107, item 6, the track resurfacing at Summit Hill Junior High. Can I have a motion at the Board of Education to approve the contract with Midwest Track Builders for the track resurfacing project at Summit Hill Junior High School in the amount of $77,177?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. That takes us to our superintendent and staff reports. I will turn it over to Dr. Raines.
Thank you, Mr. Marin. We'll start with our enrollment report. As of 4/18, we have 166 completed and paid kindergartners, one reg ed, and one completed and paid special ed. We have 9 still in the pipeline for a total who have proved residency of 176 students. In terms of the re-registrations, 1,293 completed and paid re-registrations at this point. We're a little low on both numbers, but I'm sure that it'll pick up again. It comes in spurts for us. The second item in the superintendent and staff report is the accelerated program update. You see a little bit of information about the planning for the ELA and math courses going on. Parent notification letters mid-May. Remaining meetings, other topics that are generated at the meetings. And then turn it over to John to talk about the work with the CEC that's forthcoming.
One of the areas that we want to look at is that additional time in mathematics.
Can you talk at the mic? Only because on podcast you can't hear everything.
One of the areas that we wanted, is it on? One of the areas we wanted to look at with the accelerated placement was the additional time in mathematics, not just for the accelerated group, but for the on-grade level group as well, specifically in grades 6 through 8. So we are working with the CEC, one of our educational consulting groups, to bring in a consultant to work with our teachers. We've already started the conversation with our teachers. We've started generating and brainstorming ideas on how to utilize that time, but we felt like this would be a great opportunity to bring in a local expert in mathematics too, and help us craft what that additional block will look like. Obviously, they're well-versed in many other areas that we've been focused on, like common assessments and aligning to the standards, so we'll benefit from them either way. So we're looking at hosting them for a planning session, as well as the May 8th date you see in the bullet number 2 for the 7th and 8th grade math team meeting in the morning, and then the 5th and 6th math grade math meetings in the afternoon.
Thank you, John.
Was there anything further regarding the accelerated program?
Mr. Snipes, just for clarification, I was actually asked on this earlier today, and I want to make sure that I'm sharing correct information here. The board's accelerated program, which was put in place in January 2019, is separate and apart from the Acceleration Act passed in Illinois. So the Acceleration Act we took care of in August of 2018 by amendment to board policy 6:135. And this accelerated program is related but not directly required by the Acceleration Act. Is that correct?
That's correct. The Accelerated Placement Act from August came in effect July 1st, and we talked about needing to have an option for our highest learners, our highest achievers. So you're talking about gifted students. So there are options like early entrance to kindergarten or early entrance to first grade or grade skipping or accelerating. Unfortunately, we termed our new program the Accelerated Program as well, so there may be some confusion just in the terminology. Of course, the Accelerated Program for ELA and math that I spoke of a moment ago will support the Accelerated Placement Act, but it is not the Summit program. It's not a gifted program. It is different.
Just for clarification, it also has nothing to do with the accelerator in my car.
Nothing to do with the accelerator.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
The final item in the superintendent and staff report is the building operations reports that are a standing item in your board book to keep you informed of progress on projects in real time. No questions. That concludes the superintendent and staff report.
Thank you. We will have a closed session at the end of the meeting after we conclude our normal business. There will be no action taken after closed session. So we will have closed session, but with no action other than adjournment when we return. Moving on to 9 on the agenda. Mr. Martin, the Lincoln Way District 843 Special Education Meeting Report.
The 843 meeting took place last night. Some of the highlights from the meeting, transportation there, they're transporting now 588 students, which is just a huge number. A lot of transportation is happening beyond non-member districts, too, along with students being enrolled in programs from non-member districts. All the programs right now are interviewing. Their numbers seem pretty solid next year, and actually the numbers at Pioneer Grove will probably go up. They're looking that they might have to hire an open an additional section there. There are 18 non-member students now attending 843 programs, which is a large number. There's 8 alone from Homer School District. So for staffing, they're looking to increase 2 FTEs, one for PE. They had 2 half-time people at McKay and Pioneer Grove. They're looking to make those full-time positions, so it's going to affect 2 buildings. And they're changing some of their OT structure there, where they've had assistants, occupational therapy assistants doing work. They're looking to now change that to bring more services, where they're going to eliminate one of the assistant positions and bring on an OT person. Who is certified. That will give them more options for servicing students. So there is an additional cost, but it's going to be offset by not having that assistant, that OT assistant. They're also in the finalization of hiring a transportation supervisor. That's something they're taking over from 843, or from Lincoln Way 210. In technology, they're adding... There was approved the addition of some security cameras, both at Pioneer Grove and at McKay Center. They haven't had those kind of security cameras around entrances and that, and they've really shown a need for it, as has affected all buildings everywhere. So that has been approved. If anyone wants to take a look at that information, I do have it. One of the reasons they were able to do that and do it on this year's budget is right now they're $130,000 below their expected expenditures. And that's because of the additional students that are now attending 843 programs from outside the district. So they'll probably come in under budget this year, which is good news. Mm-hmm. And the reorganization for the 843 advisor, it's not the advisory board, I can't remember what.
Governing
board. Thank you very much. That's going to take place at the May meeting. And that's the report.
Thank you. takes us to public comments. Any public comments? No public comments. Future meeting dates, May 8th, 2019, here at the Administrative Center at 7 p.m. Also, May 22nd, 2019, and June 12th, 2019, here at the Administrative Center at 7 p.m. Those are our regular meetings for this year. At this time, as I said, we will be going into closed session with no business afterwards. So can I have a motion that the board go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1 to consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee for the district or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? We have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mrs. Strino.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. We are in closed session. Thank you, everyone.